Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Greetings from Moscow. Waiting here in the airport for the next flight. I want to thank Jerry. I want to thank Jerry for lending me a sefer, which is with me on this trip, which I think will be able to keep us all connected and learning while for the next few weeks until Purim itself. And it's a book of Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter on Purim. In fact, I was looking at the Hakdama, looking at the intro, and it's basically sichos. These are all talks which Rav Yaakov Meir gave towards the end of the Purim Seudas between the years 2000 and 2013. I began learning it on my own a few days ago, and it's simply, it's gem after gem after gem after gem. It's this nugget, it's this pebble of light and a longing to truly connect to what Purim is all about. And it's a little bit different than the other learning we've been doing. As much as we know that Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter is teaching constantly from Rabbi Nachman, he doesn't speak so much about Rabbi Nachman in the other books that we've seen so far. But I guess here at the Purim Seudah, when there's no veil, there are no veils, there are no machitzas, so something extraordinary, a tone of such a ratzon, such a longing to connect to the tzaddik's light comes out in such a majestic manner. So I don't know if we're going to do this every day for the next few weeks, but I'll try a few times a week to be sending out these short learnings. I'm going to send out the text as well, what we're learning from. And if you happen to be able to pick up this sefer, it's even the best. It's the same name as the other books we've been learning, Osef Amarim. But this one, instead of the one that we've been doing, which is Midos, this is just all on Purim. So this is the first Sicha, Sicha Aleph, from the Purim Seudah in the year 2000. And where Rabbi Yaakov Meir begins the Sicha by saying, Ha'ikar Hu Ratzon. The most important thing a person needs to have is a will. So Rav Yaakov Meir begins by saying like this, Yesh gilui mirabeinu hakadosh al godel koach haratzon dekedusha ma shemizgala le'eneinu b'likute moharan Torah nunchet. There's a great revelation from Rav Nachman about the greatness of will and holiness, and it comes out in the teaching, in the 50th teaching in the Likutei Moharan, which he says here is a Torah that is Shayach for Purim. Omnam Rabbeinu Marbesham Bidrushim Kedoshim Benifluim. He says that Rabbi Nachman says many different things in that 58th teaching in the Likutei Moharan. Aval Binehem Yishgam Uvda Lemaase. Sham Megale Rabbeinu Sheshabbat. Shehu tshuva me'ahava, hi milchemes amalek ha'amitis. He says, amongst all the things that Rabbi Nachman says there, there's one thing, uvda l'maisa, that we could actually learn practically and take out into our lives. Where he says that Rabbi Nachman explains that Shabbos, that on Shabbos everyone does tshuva out of love. He says, this is truly the real milchama with Amalek. Listen to the chidush which we had. He says, "Ha'avoda b'melchemes Amalek, yiratzon ve'ahava, ratzon dekdusha la'Hashem Yisbach." Says here, the real work regarding fighting the war with Amalek is a question of: do you have the will, and do you have the love? Do you have the will to want kedusha for Hashem Yisbach? Remember, he's saying this at the end of the Purim Seudah. You could hear him cry. Kol dodi dofek umischanim lefaninu pischili. There's a voice of our beloved which is knocking on our hearts and is begging before us. Pischili, open up for me. Umatzvichim anu latet. What do we have to give? Just a little ratzon. Ahava l'Hashem Yisbarach. Some love for Hashem. Yom ha-Purim hu yom male ahava. Purim day is a day that's filled with love, male shefa, filled with abundance, excuse me, male hashpa'a, filled with influence. Male Birkas Hashem. Purim is a day that's filled with the blessing of Hashem. Yom Shel Hashpoz Tovos Ve'ahava Kedosha Kazo HaMechayevet Le'ahov Es Hashem Yisbarach. A day with such great Hashpoz and love and holiness. A day like this obligates us to love Hashem. A day of love, he says, is Hefech Amalek. This is the exact opposite of Amalek. Shehu Hasone Ha'amiti Babriya. He says, you want to define Amalek? Amalek is the true hater amongst creation. Now, if you had to give a little vort at someone's Shabbos table, and they would ask you, how do you define Amalek? Who is Amalek of today? So first, you'd go into this whole apologetic discourse of, we don't really know who Amalek is, maybe we do. But then, obviously, you transition into the whole, Amalek is the gematria of Suffolk, which is doubt, and which is true. But here, Rav Yaakov Meir Schechter is pointing us to a very clear place. He says, what's the opposite of a day of being immersed in love? A day of feeling longing for Kedusha? He says, that's a day of Amalek, who is the true hater in creation. Which makes us take a step back and say, wait a second. Creation itself? Just having the schus of being alive in this world? That's an opportunity for longing. That's an opportunity for love. Doesn't mean it's an opportunity to hate. Since I'm alive, I now have an opportunity to hate. So you don't think like that. The fact that we have an opportunity to be alive means we have an opportunity to love and to long for holiness. And therefore, like we've asked many times in the classes in the last few weeks, what's precious to you? Is being alive precious to you? Because to Amalek, being alive is not a precious thing at all. It's kind of this b'di'evit, this afterthought, and while we're here, we'll just be cynical and hate everything. Oh, 1 second.
Attention, please. Patrosim for Tenerife, flight number 502. You and Kanye go to the Bessie Boy, gate number 22.
Okay. We'll continue. Hine Chazal Amru. Chazal have taught us. Chayef inish libesume adelo yada. Our sages taught us that a person must intoxicate himself until he reaches a level of ad delo yada, until he doesn't know. And we'll get into that later, what that means. Ve'im ken yotze mikach, shekasher hu kvar ochez belo yada, kvar einenu chayav yoter. So it seems that once a person reaches the place of lo yada, that I can't tell the difference between anything anymore, it seems that I'm not chayav anymore in anything because I reached the goal, I reached the target. Ki ad kan chayivu chachamim b'lo yoter. Our sages obligated us to reach this place and not more. But, he says, aval, hare anu rotzim shekol hayom yiye chayav libesume v'lo niftor et atzminu b'lo yada. The Rav Yaakov Meir is saying, but we really want that the whole day should be a day of chayav libesume. And we shouldn't potter ourselves. We shouldn't, say, whatever. Once we reach lo yada, we're done with Purim. We want to walk around all day long with holy longing. All day Purim. Not just the second I get tanked out and pass it on the couch. I want this to last all day long. Be'ahava, with love. U'bishtokekut, u'ldaber dibrim kedoshim, with longing and to speak holy words. V'lis'ok la'Hashem itbarach. I want to... Rabbi Yaakov is saying, a person on Purim can reach a place where all day long I'm saying the same thing. I'm screaming to Hashem, Ani rotza otcha. I want you. Rak otcha ani rotza. Only you is what I want. Imagine if you had to imagine expressing the greatest feeling of love which has been in your heart for so long that you were scared to admit that this is how you feel. And then you have that moment where you stop caring about what anyone feels, and you tell a person, I love you. It is only you who I love. You don't want that moment to end. If Yaakov Meir is saying the whole Indian of Purim is that I reach a place that I'm not embarrassed to say, Hashem Yisbarach, It is you that I love. There is no one else I'm interested in. So he continues here. He says, and a person also relied, which is a place of in klipas amalek eini mischashev klal. With the klip of amalek, I have no business with nothing. Ani tzochek v'lo eglo. And I'm pouring my look at amalek and I say, I laugh at you. Ani rotze rakotcha. I just want you, Hashem. Liot karov elecha v'lidvok bach. To be close to you and be connected to you. So here he says, ki achen, in fact, how do you get to this place where you really, really, really do not get confused anymore with all your other longings and all your other thoughts? He says, "Kasher metzayitim le'rabenu." That means, you know, "letzayet" means to like listen to an order, to obey an order. He says, when you listen to the Rabbeinu, to Rabbi Nachman, what happens to you? Azai ein mitchashmim klal im kol habilbulim. He says, when you listen to the Eitz of Rabbi Nachman, when you don't just learn his Torahs, when you cry over his teachings, when you live his teachings, when you contemplate them, when they become the mahalach of your life, what happens is all those confusing thoughts that Amalek injects into our moach suddenly seem to disappear. Why? Ki hare Rabbeinu me'a'etz lanu, Rabbi Nachman advises us, shelo nitchashev bahem klal, that we shouldn't consider them one bit, velo na'asik bahem et mochenu, and we shouldn't keep our minds busy with these thoughts for one second. Ela nasiach hadat mehem v'nelech yashar el Hashem yisbach, but rather, we remove our da'at from those kind of thoughts and walk straight towards Hashem. I think to truly internalize this teaching, you have to visualize it, to imagine that there's a path, this golden path. You see this road, and you see. And you see that at the end of this road is that which your heart really wants and longs for, that which looks most beautiful to you. You know that moment when you take your hands and you literally remove every single obstacle? You have the ability to remove every single obstacle that stands between you and that which your heart longs for. There's no greater empowering feeling. There's nothing more empowering. V'neilech yashar l'Hashem yizbarach. Yashar l'borei ha'olam. And we just, on Purim, we decide, I'm walking straight towards Hashem, straight towards the Creator of the world. V'ayom hu hayom hara'ui l'zeh. Purim is the day that is suitable for this. Hayom hu ha'atchala. Purim is the beginning of this. Inyano shel Rabbeinu hu ha'le'um hazeh shel Amalek. The whole thing of Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yaakov Meir is saying, his whole thing in the world is the exact opposite of what Amalek is about. Kol ha'sichos shel Rabbeinu hem lenatek otanu me'amalek ha'tzar ha'tzorer. Essentially, Rabbi Yaakov Meir is saying, all the sichos of Rabbi Nachman are simply to disconnect us from Amalek, who governs over us and controls our thoughts and injects poison into us. So if you have to sum it up, why is certain tzaddikim, why are there so many tzaddikim today that are so connected and dedicated to Rabbi Nachman's Torah? They feel, and every truth is every chassid should feel this about their own Rebbe's teaching. Every school of thought should feel this about, you know, where they learned. That the Torah that they're learning is to completely disconnect them from the world of distractions, to enable them to remove from the way anything which stands between them and that which their heart really longs for, which is Dveikus and Hashem Yisbarach. If Yaakov Meir is saying, this is all Rabbi Nachman is doing, all of his pieces of advice, all his Torahs, all his recommendations, everything he's saying, is all a simple world of guidelines with so much love and encouragement that you have to believe in yourself, that when you find out what you really love, nothing can stand in that way. And the teachings of Rabbi Nachman are to help us find out what our hearts truly love. This is what Purim is all about. This is when this whole Indian begins on Purim. And essentially, this is what the teachings of Rabbi Nachman are all about.